Yeah, hopefully. First of the two selections race is in race number three, number one, Fantasy Beach for Jeff Glenhill and Doc Wilson. This guy's first up tonight. He's had two really good trials at Shepparton over the last few weeks, and he was really impressive in both of those efforts. Expecting him to be really right on the money, or right near the front from the good barrier draw. He usually races pretty well fresh, so he's the play in the third race. Just all the trials that he's done, he's been racing against some good horses, and there's been some good form come out of that. So we're sticking with him in race number three. The second selection's race six, number five, Spencer. He was another one that had been trialling very well at Shepparton over the last few weeks, and then came out and won first up. He was driven like the best horse in the race at Shepparton and saluted. He might just get a little bit more cover tonight, might not have to do as much work, and if that's the case, he's certainly going to be able to run over the top of them at the finish. Only eight horse field, so that'll certainly suit him as well. So race six, number five, Spencer, and race three, number one, Fantasy Beach. And the quaddie tonight, the first leg of the quaddie is the Maroochydore Trotters Cup. This is a dead set raffle. There's plenty of chances in this first leg. I've gone 1, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10 and 11. I've essentially left out a couple of the bolters. I just think it's really wide open. A lot of them have been sort of out of the winner's list for quite some time, so it is a tricky leg to start off. Second leg, I've gone 1 and 5, Jetstart and Spencer. Couldn't quite take Spencer one out. Jetstart is a nice horse, and he finally gets a really good draw, which I'm sure he'll be able to make use of. Race 7 is the Maroochydore Cup, and I've gone 1, 2, 5 and 8. What a Pleasure, Miller Joy, Sheer Modern and Some Change. Expecting What a Pleasure to be really hard to beat from the pole position. That's certainly a draw that suits him, and expect Some Change to sort of be following him through. And the last leg sort of been decimated by scratchings. There's only five in the last leg now, and I've gone with numbers 3 and 5, predominantly the main chances, When the Stars Align for Greg Sugars and Kiang Alex, who's second up for Jack Law and Luke Bryant. I expect those two to be hard to beat in the last leg. So wide in the first leg, but a bit narrow after that. First leg, 1, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11. Second leg, 1 and 5. Third leg, 1, 2, 5 and 8. And the last leg, 3 and 5. And hopefully we can land the quaddie at the Maroochydore Cup meeting at Shepparton tonight.
Yeah, superb stuff. Thanks, Dan. Happy calling tonight at Shep.
Thanks, mate.
Dan Hibbard with his preview of Shepparton tonight. Not far away from George Ferrugia's preview of Sandown this afternoon. Also, the fourth at Healesville is looming large as well. The favourite there is the three, Blackpool Flash at $1.35. We'll take a short break. We'll come back with George's preview of Sandown, and then we'll wrap things up on Sunday Central.